This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Use your feeling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
All right, so my time is extended here on the Alex Jones Show. I will be still hosting the War Room today. It's always fun doing the double doubles here. You know, our mayor, Steve Adler, here is such a piece of crap. Again, if it's not logic, if it can't be applied universally, it's not logic. NPR reporting new untested abortion bans. Untested abortion bans. They're acting like this is some sort of big deal, folks. They're blowing out of proportion. Remember when they said people were dying from ivermectin overdoses? Remember that? That was a lie. Now they're lying about these abortion stories. Untested abortion bans have made doctors unsure about treating some pregnancy complications. That's a lie. That's led to life-threatening delays and trapped families in limbo of grief and helplessness. Folks, that's all a lie. It's simple. You can't have an abortion. That's it. There's no trickery. There's no confusion. It's all propaganda. But okay, fine. They claim, let's just say that's true. Okay, so now people are having things delayed because of they're unsure what the abortion laws are. It's a lie. But okay, fine. We'll play that game. Okay, so people's treatments are being delayed, and that's such a horrible thing, right? So Mayor Adler says, this is a heartbreaking story. Abortion is health care. Now, killing a baby is not healthcare, but that's not the point. Oh, now it's heartbreaking that people's surgeries are being delayed and it might be life-threatening. But when it was COVID, it was all good. See that? It's not logic. It's propaganda. So it's the worst thing ever now because of the abortion ban that some women aren't getting abortions. Or there's confusion. They're claiming there's confusion at the hospitals. They don't know. And it's causing life-threatening delays for surgeries. First of all, I don't believe that for a second. But let's say I do. Okay, so that's horrible. Surgeries are being delayed because of government policy. And that's so heartbreaking to you. What about with COVID? When people died because of delayed surgeries, or people couldn't get a surgery or a life-saving treatment because they didn't get a vaccine, was that so heartbreaking? Was that so bad, or was that good? Oh, that was good. That's right. That was good. But now that it's over abortion, it's bad. I see. So you see, it's not logic. It's propaganda. And it just continues with these damn Democrats. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I'll tell you. I will tell you. Let's listen to what Kamala... You know what? I should say this, because I got this whole stack of how they're sexualizing your kids in the classrooms that I'm going to cover on the War Room. So I won't do that right now. But again, Fauci saying, I never called for a government shutdown. I never called for the country to be shut down. And then right after he makes that claim... He makes this claim in clip 4.
I want to get your take on a lot of people looking at the president now having this and all these people who have been fully
vaccinated. Yeah, let's pull this out and go to clip 4. Oh, I have Fauci here for clip 4. Was that Birx admitting that they knew the vaccine wouldn't work? All right, that's fine. We had a little miscommunication with the crew. Sorry, we already played the Fauci clip showing he's a liar. So here's Birx admitting, I mean, I guess she's doing the right thing now, admitting that they lied about the vaccines.
I want to get your take on a lot of people looking at the president now having this and all these people who have been fully vaccinated and boosted and all that, and they're getting it. The 20% or so of Americans who've not been vaccinated might look at that doctor and say, well, why bother? Why bother? What do you tell them?
Well, if you're across the South and you're in the middle of this wave, what's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. But once we get through this wave, during that law, you should get vaccinated and boosted because we do believe it will protect you, particularly if you're over 70. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
Why are these people such frauds? All right, take her down. Why are these people such frauds? So she admits they lied about the vaccine. She admits they knew it wasn't effective. And then she says, you need to go take it anyway. It's like the robotic response. Here's Senator Manchin now. This morning, I tested positive for COVID-19. I am fully vaccinated and boosted and experiencing mild symptoms. I will isolate and follow.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. It'll be great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, Alex Jones on his way to the studio. So, I don't even... It's epic stuff, all right. So, Alex Jones on his way into the studio. That's coming up shortly here, folks. Just wow. I mean, just... I'll tell you, there's no roller coaster, there's no thrill ride that can compete with the InfoWar. Let me just tell you that. And it is quite a ride. So Alex Jones on his way. In the meantime, quickly here, this is the latest John Bowne report. You can find it at band.video. Share those links, folks. Tell people about band.video. You know, just quickly before we go to the report. And I've been so busy, I've forgotten to do this, but the event I spoke at on Sunday, when I go to these things, I like to just kind of, you know, muck it up with the crowd. And I'm hanging out at the bar for a little bit afterwards, meeting people, shaking hands, telling stories and stuff. And I had multiple individuals come up to me and say how much they love my work and how much they appreciate my work. And they didn't even know about band.video. They didn't even know. And when I told him, I was like, hey, nothing's ever changed. I'm still on the air 3 hours a day. I'm still doing man on the street videos. Like, nothing's changed. They like, their eyes were like, oh, what? Like, they've been missing out this whole time. So, folks, you got to tell your friends and family about band.video. Now is the time. The awakening is on. People are dying for truth in media. They're dying for something they can resonate with that's real, that tells it like it is. That's why we built band.video. So let's not forget to spread those links, share those links, tell friends and family, ourselves included, band.video. So here's the latest report from John Bowne that you can find at band.video.
It's a trap!
Colorado U.S. Representative Jason Crow recently warned at the Aspen Security Forum just what InfoWars has been warning about for well over a decade since Google's YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki founded the company 23andMe.
To be clear, I think one of the things we're talking about here is that there are now weapons under development and developed that are designed to target specific people. That's what this is, where you can actually take someone's DNA, take, you know, their medical profile, and you can target a biological weapon that will kill that person or take them off the battlefield or make them inoperable. So you can't have a discussion about this without talking about privacy commercial data and the protection of commercial data, because expectations of privacy have degraded over the last 20 years. You know, young folks actually have very little expectation of privacy. That's what the polling and the data show. and people will very rapidly spit into a cup and send it into 23andMe and get really interesting data about their background. And guess what? Their DNA is now owned by a private company and can be sold off with very little intellectual property protection or privacy protection. And we don't have legal and regulatory regimes to deal with that. So we have to have an open and public discussion, and this is going to have to be a political discussion about what does the protection of healthcare information, DNA information, and your data look like, because that data is actually going to be procured and collected by our adversaries for the development of these systems.
Also, if we look at food security, and what can our adversaries do with biological weapons that are directed at our animal agriculture, at our agricultural sector, hoof and mouth disease, highly pathogenic avian influenza, African swine fever. All of these things have circulated around the globe, but if targeted by an adversary, we know that it brings about food insecurity.
Not only is 23andMe and similar DNA testing services a trap, it's likely that what they are sharing with you may not even be the correct results.
I wanted to see what would happen if I sent my pet lizard DNA into 23andMe. And so with the help of my wife, we extracted enough saliva to send off in the mail. After about 3 months, we were shocked. My lizard was 51% Ashkenazi Jewish. He was also 48% West Asian.
DNA testing is central to the plans of the New World Order.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
Thanks also to the leadership of China in terms of fighting the pandemic, in terms of reinvigorating its economy. We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset which we all need.
Recent coronavirus testing added to the logging of Americans' DNA. As Natural News reported, foreign powers can collect, store, and exploit biometric information from COVID tests, reads a statement issued by Bill Evanina, director of the United States National Counterintelligence and Security Center. Evanina believes that Communist China is trying to collect Americans' DNA in a race to control the world's bio data. He added that he thinks Chinese companies are actively investing in U.S.-based biotech companies to further the country's efforts to attain all human DNA, which brings it all back to hardcore biotech investor Google, who also tracks and records data on every U.S. citizen. And once they have all of that, they have all of us. John Bound reporting.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. It's all based on the custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago when she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids, take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander,
hail Cobra! Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back in the saddle for the last 40 minutes of this hour. And I'll be co-host of the War Room with Owen Schroyer today. All right, I want to explain something. We got Great Reset, we got world government, we got collapsing borders, we got the left openly promoting pedophilia, we got them trying to confiscate our guns, we got total vindication of all the basics that we warned was coming in the future. But their kill shot, as they've called it, in trying to take us off the air, and take everybody else off the air, was selective courts doing default judgments on talk show hosts and on publications where the judge says you're guilty, and then never lets any of your evidence be presented to the jury, only how you're guilty. No one's ever even seen this in a real case, okay? A default judgment's where, again, somebody sues you, and then you just run off and never even show up or never even respond. Instead, they got every ounce of discovery, everything about us, you name it. And then these judges, both in Connecticut and Texas, said, you didn't give us stuff. We know you've got more. Just incredible stuff like, well, in your text messages, Jones, we didn't find this other text message that you gave to a producer who hadn't worked here in 5 years. Yeah, I don't know how to save stuff on my phone. I'm not a tech guy in the details. I know the overarching systems. But, yeah, then they subpoenaed somebody else. They had some text messages, and they were innocuous. They had them saved on their phone. I didn't have it saved on mine. Oh, you're defaulted for that. Oh, your corporate representative couldn't answer a question out of hundreds of thousands of emails we turned over, and so that's $1 million fine. Just insane, total weaponization. Think Tom DeLay, the Republican fundraiser, did nothing wrong. Travis County, same courthouse, indicted him. Took him years to have the criminal conviction overturned. Same thing, ladies and gentlemen, with Rick Perry. The exact same thing with Rick Perry, who vetoed a bill with Travis County corruption involved, which is the governor's right, and so they had him indicted. And let me tell you, when you sit there and you watch them try to deceive a jury, and the judge kept saying to the jury, remember, he's guilty. It's his fault. He's guilty. She said it at least four times to the jury. It's his fault. He's guilty. Now you decide how guilty. And about half the jury looked at me like I was Satan. Absolutely, absolutely Satan. And so they've got this set up. They've got this ready. And what's killing us is the general public's ignorance. Yeah, a lot of people are awake to the New World Order, but they're experts in leftist jurisdictions in sending out jury summons and hitting, let's just say this, extremely blue-collar folks. I mean, half that jury panel does not know who I am. They said that. And when they were asked during the jury in paneling yesterday, do you believe the media has ever got anything wrong about Alex Jones? They all unanimously said no. So it's people do live in all these different bubbles. And there's the bubbles that are awake and the bubbles that are questioning. But then there's the blue city bubbles where people do not know what planet they are on. And it's pretty incredible. And I don't want to spend all day on it. It's just to... As I was running around out in the parking lot, moving stuff into the office and changing clothes, and it's 107 degrees out there, and I broke out in a big sweat. Somebody go to my office, just pretty please, cupcakes on top, and just get me one of my handkerchiefs that's sitting right there in my closet. Thank you so much. And just bring it to me. Thanks. So that's where we are. And I actually was a little nervous about this and felt bad about how insane it all is and knew that 99% of what they were saying wasn't true, but I'm still not perfect. But now sitting there watching the cynical corruption and watching the manipulation right in front of me while they accuse me of being a mastermind of manipulation, and while they accuse me of being a mastermind that made all this money off Sandy Hook, and our one exhibit that we wanted to show was a graph of numbers off of Discovery, off the analytics that were given to them, that less than one half of 1% of what we covered ever in the history of InfoWars was about Sandy Hook, and that 95% of it was saying Sandy Hook happened. And the judge said, no, you can't have your one piece of evidence, and the other side can have whatever they want, and they giggle, and they laugh, and they joke, and they think it's funny. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the cancer that is absolutely destroying our civilization. I'll get one. No big deal. We'll be back in a little while. All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. It's all based on the custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander or Optimus Prime,
Autobots, let's roll,
or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good, or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Miomo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
By the way, folks, I just pulled in here Vader minutes ago, and I'm all hyped up, and I got a ton of stuff to cover, not just about the destruction of our freedoms through the weaponized judiciary, but what's happening in the world.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
I'm beginning to believe that a vaccine against AIDS may be impossible to make, and too dangerous to test.
If you take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine, then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. You say, well, then now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose. And then what have you done?
The most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you are, else you see, a grain of salt. And so I really ask people to focus.
Well, the greatest example of that appears to be this text, which originated in Malaysia and has become a viral hoax in Australia and in New Zealand. How irresponsible is it the people that are sharing that news of a lockdown imminent in New Zealand?
Yeah. And look, that's the kind of thing that adds to the anxiety that people feel. So I continue to share the message. New Zealanders must prepare, but do not panic. Prepare. And when you see those messages, remember that unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth. And I really ask people, just visit covid19.govt.nz. It has all of the up-to-date information. And we will continue to provide everything you need.
They expect to have a world government in which they are in control.
Where he went into the stacks at the UN, actually got the documents in the 60s of the Club of Rome meetings, where they said, we're going to promote homosexuality. We're going to promote humans being sexless. That's also in Brave New World, 1932. People say, how did he predict so much? Well, Huxley, before he died in 61, he wrote a book about it, Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction. Said, no, this is actually a plan hatched by the British Empire model that was commissioned by Sir Francis Galton in 1855 with the Royal Commission. So we're living in a Royal Commission where the British Empire said, we want biometrics, we want things called computers, and we want to be able to learn the secrets of the human genome, and we want to be able to program humans to basically be manufactured in factories. And you're like, wait a minute, they didn't discover the DNA until the 40s. No, they didn't, folks. The double helix in the ancient Sumerian text, Babylonian, Egyptian, and Greek is two snakes intertwined. They actually, Galton invented biometrics, invented the idea of computers, and they had hidden knowledge going back that Plato didn't publish, but they held on to about advanced civilization that was here before. And they had maps of the world, and they knew all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They just kept the public dumb because they didn't want the public to understand it and know it. And then Christians, with the Gutenberg press and the printing press, began the Renaissance 550 years ago, and the New World Order has been playing catch-up and trying to suppress it ever since then. So we innately see movies with robots and spaceships, and it feels so familiar. It feels so yesterday because it's epigenetics, ladies and gentlemen, that this planet is not the first rodeo. And that's what they know. They don't laugh at this. They all know that. And so it's here, the second Atlantis. And you know how Atlantis ended.
Yes.
Tuesday Live, globalists scramble to shut down alternative media before masses learn how to stop the Great Reset. Owen Schroyer doing a great job hosting today. I will continue to co-host with him at least for several hours of the War Room that's coming up in 23 minutes from now. We will open the phones up as well. But I want to be very clear about something. We are winning, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's why the establishment's taking the gloves off, taking the mask off, and it's going all the way. Here's a great example of this. Alex Jones' The Great Reset book rockets to top of the Amazon charts, number one in history, number one in movers and shakers. If you look at the statistics on the article on Infowars.com, it shows the numbers right there. It shows how we're number one in history. I think the left likes that. Yeah, ahead of Yuval Harari's anti-human, pro-Great Reset, New World Order book. It was 64,000 on the charts the day it began pre-sale. A week later, it's 76 in the world, up 85,000, 53 places. That sales rank in the world is number 76 on the biggest chart there is. We were going to push that to number one. Alex's War is number two in the world for pre-sales. It comes out on the 29th. Now, this isn't about Alex Jones bragging. It's about the power of the people and what they want. I want to explain something as well. We get no money from Alex's War except for the DVDs we bought that start shipping on Friday. We have a stockpile of them. And you know what you have it in your archive? You can fund us and keep us on air in this critical fight. The book, I'll probably get a couple dollars a book from the publisher, and then we'll get about half the sales from sales at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'd like you to get it or a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's a catch-22 because I want to go to number one in the world, even though we'll make a lot less money. I want our book to be number one because what that does to the fake intellectuals and the Klaus Schwabs and all this scum that couldn't do anything even near that. I mean, the people they celebrate and push the most go to the number one history section. We're in front of the high priest of the Great Reset right now, and that's why they shake with hatred of us when they're around us. And so I felt great that they packed the court with all these leftists and my enemies. I felt great when they were up there lying about me because it wasn't a sign of their strength. It was a sign of their weakness. And if we have the time and if the judge lets us show everything they said was a lie or a twisted fraud, but it made my head spin. Some of the crew was here watching it while Owen was on. And I asked the producer, Scott, I said, what were you able to say? He said, I just watched 5 minutes and I saw the judge, and I saw this four times at least, look to the jury and say, he's guilty? I found him guilty. Well, since when in America does a judge find you guilty? And you heard his lawyer said that he actually apologized and said he thought Sandy Hook happened in 2015?
Yeah, so what the judge actually said, she came back from lunch and she told the jury that during your lawyer's opening statement, he had mentioned that you had apologized several times. And she told the jury that you have to strike that from the record, that's stricken from the record. And it's like, why can't the jury know that you said you were sorry? That doesn't seem like anything that would be normal.
None of it is. Listen, lawyers watching this all over the country, top lawyers are on record saying this is worse than something Hitler would put on. I mean, it's so one-sided. This woman is known as a total tyrant. She got elected into office just 2 years ago. The Democrats even hate her. She's George Soros-funded. And she would shake in hatred looking at me. She has an HBO production crew there miking her up. She all primps for the camera. The whole thing is rigged. It is pathetic. It's an indictment of them, an indictment of rigged court systems. And it will go down as the show trial of the century. And if they succeed, the show trial that began the model for the total takeover of the world. So I left after lunch to come back to the office and do the show. I didn't see that. I saw her four times while I was there say, let's be clear, he is guilty. And by the way, remember, she put an order out that I'm not allowed to say I'm innocent. And then I talked to the press outside, who's all there attacking me, and I walked out and said, I am not allowed to say I'm innocent. I am innocent. And this is all a setup. And she blew up then and said, you can't talk to the press out there. I mean, what did you make of this, Scott?
I just think it's pretty glaring and a great disrespect to what the judicial system is supposed to be. It seemed like every time that your lawyer would say something, it seemed like the judge would come in and have something wrong with it. Whereas any time their lawyer was saying something, everything was okay. It didn't matter what their lawyer
Absolutely.
Was saying, but
Absolutely.
Your lawyer was always under these constraints. Hey, you're not allowed to.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should have brought a notepad and paper today during the lies. This rigged court hearing, the model of the takeover of America and the world. Some of the crew was watching. Just what they saw was flabbergasting. And Scott, our main producer, was just saying what he just saw after they came back from lunch. I mean, I'm not going to sit there the whole time. I got to be on air and fight the globalists. Their goal is to get us off air. But again, the judge says I'm guilty, and the judge says that I must pay, and the judge says you're not allowed to hear that he ever said he thought Sandy Hook happened, even though I said at the beginning I thought it might happen and barely ever even covered it. And so Scott saw them, we're going to get the clip before the break, saying that, oh, that's another thing she said. She looked at us, she said, everyone else is allowed to use video from here, but you're not.
You don't even get to present evidence?
No. She said we can't. She goes, no one's allowed to show footage in here except any media I authorize. And she's like, you're not authorized. That's the level of these people. Just imagine the crazed animal level of this. And she said, four times I saw before lunch, he is guilty. You understand, jury? He is guilty. And then my lawyer goes, we're going to present evidence of all the times that he was actually having debates about this and said he believed they died. Because they said for 10 years straight, he says every day, these kids haven't died, and he attacks this man and this woman by name. Never said their name. You said their name once, and they sued you, and then they dropped you just recently. So, folks, this is next level. I mean, I'm listening to it, and it's basically all lies or twisted, edited clips, and I'm sitting there watching this, and I can't believe I'm in a trifecta of their lawyers, the judge, and the media, and they think it's funny. And all they're trying to do is manipulate and deceive that jury. And when you sit back and you see it for yourself up close, and they're saying you're the one that does that, and that everything Jones does is calculated massively and organized with all his people, when we're the opposite of that. We do research and give you our just open take on things, which is our first amendment right. So, Scott, finish up any points you had.
It's just a real shock that this is allowed to happen, particularly in Texas. You would think that, you know, I've always thought Texas was kind of like the last bastion for freedom type thing. And the fact that there is a court that just allows this to happen, that allows a judge just to, without any sort of trial, without any sort of presentation of evidence to your peers, determines you're guilty. That's really weird to me. Add in the fact that, you know, you went through all your discovery stuff, and they can't tell you what you didn't produce, but they just know you didn't produce what they needed. And that's always weird to me, too. It's sad that this is allowed to happen. And they threw out a number today that was like so astronomical, 150 million. How did they come to that? Where did they get that number? And how is that even possible that they
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the judge says you're guilty because judges decide, not juries now. Now she says he's guilty. And then my lawyer says, actually, he's been saying he thought this happened for many, many years. The judge says, strike that. You can't say that, even though it's a fact and it's videos. They've got an evidence and we've got an evidence. But every time he's allowed to use the same evidence, but edited, we're not allowed to show the full tape. That's a well-known doctrine that you've got to show something in its entirety. Thank you so much for the comments, Scott. And this is a lot bigger than us. This is about everybody.
Exactly, and that's why I was going to say, strip away the names, strip away the faces, strip away the politics, and really just go base level. Just human psychology, human interaction level. What I see happening here is a bunch of people who are lowlives trying to destroy somebody who's much greater than them. Again, forget about the names, forget about the faces, forget about the politics. As somebody that just likes to look at human psychology and human interaction and communication, that's kind of what this looks like, and that's what this feels like. And I think that's why the whole goblin-esque demeanor is so apparent here. Sadly, just like with the censorship issue, I'm afraid that Alex Jones' fate in this case will ultimately be the fate of the next person and the next person and then the next group of people and then the next bigger group of people, just like what we saw with censorship. So Alex Jones gets censored. Okay, people bought into the lies about him and they said, okay, fine, let's censor Alex Jones. Maybe that's not a bad thing. Oh, well, then they censored Donald Trump. Then they censored Roger Stone. Then they censored Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And tens of thousands of doctors.
Yeah. And now all the doctors. Now they're charging doctors for January 6th, putting them in jail for 60 days. So we're either, Alex, we're either at the beginning, and these are the signs, we're either at the beginning of a dystopian, tyrannical takeover in the United States that's going to be cemented, or we're at the end of the corrupt America regime that's controlled the media, controlled the judicial system, controlled everything else. And these are their final kind of death throes as their corruption is getting exposed. So we either are going into a period of darkness, into a period of oppression, or we're going to end the remnants of the American regime and their oppression on the West, their destruction of America, and their complete sabotage of our judicial system, our media, and everything.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'll tell listeners what the right thing to do is. People should be protesting the judicial tyranny. They should be out there from 8:30 in the morning until about 10. They should be out there, you know, when the lunch hour breaks at like, you know, noon or 1. They should be out there at like 5 o'clock when it lets out. The independent media should be there and should be covering the real issues. And I'll be down there doing press conferences every single day. And I'll announce times I'm going to be out there. And we need people out there with sandwich boards and signs basically saying kangaroo court, rigged, judges can't find you guilty, bring back jury trials, because they're all betting on keeping that jury from knowing that. And again, for those that don't know, a default is, if here's an example, they're very, very rare. They even call them unconstitutional. Most of the time, no one even dares them. It's when, say, somebody robbed a bank, and then they put that money in a bank account, and the court's not 100% sure that's the money out of the bank account that was stolen out of a bank. And the person runs away to Monte Carlo. But most of the money is left in the bank account in the U.S. If they don't show up to the lawsuit saying that's the stolen goods, that's mine, and they don't respond, they still then have a trial with a jury to decide, well, is that really money that was stolen out of a bank? Is that the same money? We gave them everything. We're there. You don't do default judgments. But Democrats, we're learning, are doing it all over the place, or they're calling it similar things. Like Steve Bannon just got convicted for contempt of Congress because he exercised executive privilege, which is on the books. No one would ever even dare to have anybody that worked for a president be forced out to Congress. Steve Bannon could not talk or had his lawyers ask questions at the trial. And then it was like, well, yeah, the judge ruled they couldn't cross-examine. They couldn't cross-examine. And the judge said, the facts are already found that you're in contempt. No discussion about executive privilege. No discussion about past precedent or law. Just no, you don't get a defense. So it's the exact same thing, Owen. They have weaponized the judiciary, and conservative and Christian judiciaries that the left always attacked, they were the guardians of America. They never did this. This has never happened. It's the left. They are basically like courts in Venezuela.
This is why I spend so much time harping on the psychology of the liberal Democrat left, because it's so important to understand in cases like this, where whenever you're looking at a liberal Democrat, a far left liberal Democrat, you have to understand whether they're a doctor, whether they're a teacher, whether they're a lawyer, whether they're this, that, or the other thing. The fact they're a liberal Democrat progressive is always the top priority. So whatever the agenda is, or whatever the operational procedure is for a liberal Democrat progressive, that will always take top priority over them doing their job. An example I always like to use is with doctors. How do all these young boys end up prescribed to SSRI drugs, which we now know never did anything for depression? We always knew that. How do all these young boys end up on SSRI drugs? Because liberal doctors that hate men and view Western men as toxic masculinists, they get a boy in there.
And they now admit that, and now it's cut their penis and balls off.
So now
this is a freaking cult. So I'm going to say this. I am honored. I don't care. I have no money anyways. They get a $1 trillion judgment. These people have convicted themselves. They're frauds, and they're destroyed. Oh, and I want you to come back with that line of reasoning. You're going to host, because I'm going to run around and take for a few key items around here that got to be taken care of. You're going to host two segments in here, the start of the war room. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to host at least an hour and a half with you and take calls, okay?
Yep, I'm ready.
The war room starts in 30 seconds. If your local station doesn't carry it, it should. But this is going to be key stuff coming up and a bunch of other key news we haven't gotten to. Infowars.com/show, band.video, and stations all over the country. We've got so much other news. We'll only spend a little bit more on the judiciary being weaponized against us. We're going to move in to all the other big issues and what's coming next and your phone calls. The war room starts now on the InfoWars Network. Rebel against the tyrants. Share your links everywhere. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy.
EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.